Well, good morning. It is June the 21st, 7:02 a.m., and this is going to be a short take. It's a beautiful morning. It is gorgeous. There's a little bit of a breeze. There is a very lovely ambient 60, probably 62 degrees. It's a gorgeous morning. The air feels so good on my face, on my arms. After 90 degree weather for the last week, that was really, really, really good. But it's a short take. I'm going to let discretion be the better part of valor. I'm a little gun-shy about making the whole two-mile loop. My legs are telling me they're not ready for it. And I'm going to listen. But I posted the picture, so this seems the least I could do is to short take here while I'm on this sort of cutoff between West 20th and my house. It cuts the route just about in half. This leg replaces the 3/10 of a mile that goes down to where I normally start the recorder. So it's about, well, it's a lot less. Although I did notice the other day when I did the short take, it was only difference between like 10 minutes and 16 minutes. So it's not terribly short, but it is not the normal 16-minute rant. So, status, how am I doing? I'm doing pretty good. Second week. I've started the second week. Yesterday was chemo day. And radiation. Monday through Friday is always radiation. 4th of July. It will be a short week. It'll be a short week, but the only thing I'm missing is one radiation that week. They added it on the end. Chemo will be on Tuesday that week. I've arranged it with the radiation people, so as far as anything else goes, my schedule is for Tuesday will be the same as any other Monday. It'll feel like a Monday, so it'll be fine. Energy is good. The fact that I'm out walking says something. I'm not sure how long it will last. I noticed last week I had a quick spurt after the chemo day. Somebody wrote me a note about chemo brain, and I thought it referred to that sort of, yeah, caffeinated squirrel feeling that I had last Tuesday, that sort of pooped out on Wednesday, completely faded on Thursday and left me gasping for breath on Friday. It's chemo brain actually refers to that cognitive fog letdown as much as anything. So anyway, I'll watch for it. The daily goal is still the same: survive today. Front of mind operative phrase is grace. Grant it to myself and others. I'm trying to think. I saw an interesting sort of top philosophy quote from the Dalai Lama. Think one positive thought in the morning. One positive thought in the morning can change the whole day. So I'm trying to think of one positive thought. Not putting a lot of stress on it, but some one positive thought. And I, because it's not part of my routine, it's not front of brain yet, I need to practice it. So this morning, I think I'm going to just sort of, my one positive thought for the day is, I got through the first week. I'm partway through the second. The air feels good. Moving feels good. I can still move. This is good. I'm still playing a lot of Factorio. I just finished up the Drew Hayes series that I was working on, the 5 book. It looks like he's left the door open to a possibility of a later series, a sequel series, which I hope he does, because that was fun. Somebody mentioned Hephaestus Forged, which is another one of his series. It's pretty good. I've got like 27 samples that is waiting for my attention, and I think what I'm going to do is start working through some of those and see if there's hidden nuggets. My lawn looks like shit. You know what? I don't care. We'll get it. So, yeah. I talked about my lawn. You can probably guess I'm at the back gate. How long is this thing? 7 minutes. Wow. I must have started that other short take a lot sooner. That is what it is. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm still doing good. Still upbeat. I still have at least a little energy. Having breakfast first helped a great deal. And I'm going to have second breakfast here pretty soon. And then maybe a nap. At any rate, happy solstice. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.